And I had your thought too.
Yeah.
And I agree. It would be a fire rollout if, like, I don't know, Bruno Mars and... Wait, you think this might be the new Silk Sonic album? Well, like a part two type shit?
I think they're going to do another one. I think they said they were going to do another one.
They have to do another one.
Yeah,
they have no choice. The
I don't
first
know
one didn't do what it's supposed to do.
What do you mean?
First one.
What?
The singles were great.
Leave the door open?
The singles were great.
Bro, the
album,
first one.
I'm talking about the album, not the singles.
Nah,
the...
Gunna on the new Tyla album.
She dropped track list.
She dropped a track list. We've got.
You see Gunna or not Gunna? You see Tyla and LeBron.
I was about to say that was my favorite thing ever. LeBron can't stay out of trouble.
Wait! What?
He's on the sideline. He like got subbed out the game at the end of the bench, and Tyla's sitting next to him. And, you know, he does a little lean over whisper thing and, you know, gives her dap or whatever.
God.
This nigga's insane, bro.
I know that video looks crazy.
Bro, because she just looks mad small. Like, such a small person and just LeBron.
LeBron.
This looks like a good track list.
I love the fucking... Have you seen all the LeBron, like, narrative stuff now after the videos that came out?
No.
Bro, I gotta show you this. Oh, say you saw the LeBron shit or not?
Yeah, of course.
That nigga is wilding.
Oh, he didn't even do anything in this video. He just gave her a little.
In that video, not at all. But
it just now the narrative is yeah, it is what it is.
That was nah. You in that video that first got him in trouble, that was some Osei shit.
What?
First of all. Happy Women's Month.
Happy International Women's Month.
Let me see.
That guy's a con for that. That's a funny line.
No, this is the greatest. This is probably the greatest video I've ever seen in my life. Oh, but you know that they're going to fuck it. All right.
This is a crazy lineup of topics, Miles.
Huh?
This is a crazy lineup of topics.
You know what I'm saying?
Full gossip pod.
Do you have anything else to talk about?
No.
Exactly.
We're going TMZ.
No, not full TMZ.
This is a TMZ lineup.
This is not a TMZ lineup. Look at this. What would you do if your girl saw you like this with your boss? How would she feel?
So I got a question. Why is she doing all that? That's really my question. Because to me, she got the power in this situation, low key.
I feel you. I guess.
Oh God,
that was.
I know certain people that be acting out of character like that.
That's like his work wife, but it's his boss.
If I speak, I'm in big trouble.
Nah. That LeBron and Jeannie can't be doing nothing. She does have all the power. She be signing that nigga contracts and shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, he might have just got himself 100 M's right there though. You know what I'm saying? That's an extension right there. That nigga's locked in for real.
Left shoulder worth 100 M's.
Literally, shit, damn near.
Wait, can you break it down fully for me and for everybody that doesn't understand the situation?
Well, what up, y'all? Welcome back to the Stereo Vision Podcast.
What's good? Episode 96.
You know what I'm saying? Back at it another beautiful week.
I'm trying to speak a little bit more, so yeah, I'm in the intro now too.
Okay.
Good, nice.
Yeah.
Way to insert yourself.
We're stepping up 2024.
Something we haven't done in a little bit. If you don't know, I'm Spencer.
Miles.
Osei.
Get to know us.
Look at that. Look at that. Follow the Instagrams. I'll put the Instagrams above us.
Put the Instagrams above us.
Follow me. These guys don't post.
I do.
I'll be posting funny shit.
I post. Sometimes. My story was popping yesterday.
Your story was incredible. Your story was incredible yesterday.
You see the video I posted at the spot?
I did, yeah.
You see Sam get down?
Oh, let me rewatch it.
Was dancing, bro.
Maybe I didn't see enough.
It was an outside weekend for us guys.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Had a good time. Have we had like a? I feel like we kind of been outside in 2024.
Yeah, we've been doing well. In the terms of being outside in a party, I mean, last night we were at the little R&B function, and something that became pretty clear to me was that there is no better party theme.
100%. 100%. R&B music will always be the best music to play in a situation like that.
It just like everyone was so happy, and it seemed somewhat like stripping Well, that might
wait.
That's not the that's not the word I meant.
You felt like you were at the strip club yesterday.
No.
I did.
I meant my word choice can sometimes be very questionable. I meant it strip people of their guards and walls, and people were able to feel vulnerable in the R&B spot.
Niggas was crying in the club.
Yeah, I saw a couple tears.
Nah, can
I swear I saw you cry, bro. Whenever you take the glasses off and really sing some shit with your whole chest, bro.
I was having way too much fun.
Deep in your bag.
I thought I was safe behind my glasses, but the music was too good, so
I took
them off.
What was the best song that came on last night for you?
I liked when they did Never Too Much by Luther. That was fun. The first time they did Let It Go was obviously great.
Yep.
The Keisha song. I don't know. I had a great time, man. We don't know. Niggas ain't trying to hear rap music at the spot with women around.
Yeah.
I think that's just like a normal thing. You know what I mean? Because you want something that's going to get everyone involved, everyone singing. You know what I mean? We all know the words. You can't just do Lil Baby freestyle, dreams and nightmares type shit. You know what I mean?
The genre juxtaposition that I got yesterday, moving from Rolling Loud into R&B Party. You know, from watching V's and Big X the Plug like try to perform and then going to an R&B party and being like, ah, music. You know, you know what I'm saying? I hate to say it, but
it's different. It's different. Oh, yeah. So y'all, Osei's going today. Two days of Rolling Loud, right?
Yep, 2 days.
Spencer went yesterday. How was the experience?
I mean, a couple people have asked me how it was and I was like, I don't really feel like, I mean, I went for like 4 hours. You know what I mean? It was like a quick hit. And honestly, the vibes were high. I got this cool shirt. The vibes were great. It was just me, Osei, and shout out Justin. Just mobbing around, being silly. You know what I mean? The sets all left something to be desired. Larry June was probably the best set of the day.
Yeah.
It's just like, you got to rap. For me, it's so important that you don't have a backing track and you're actually like performing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because at that point, when you're V's and you're, you know, just ad-libbing and you can't really hear the mic, you might as well be Kanye and just perform without the mic.
Yeah, I've been to a few Rolling Louds at this point, so I was really just going for the vibes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was really like, I mean, I made this joke. I was like, it was like Justin's Take Your Kids to Work Day, bro. It's like, it felt like going to the playground or something.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
He like bought us churros.
Yeah. Like, and there were like artists, obviously, you know, we talked about V's, Big X, The Plug, Larry June, like, bunch of artists performing, but I wasn't really captivated by anyone's performance, but I also wasn't there to like really engage with them. I wanted to see Jordan Ward.
Yeah, that's the one we missed. That was the L.
But
because that one I bet would have been a great performance that we would have been like really into.
Yeah, but besides that, I had a great time. Rolling Loud has really stepped it up in the past few years. They've added a whole bunch of like entertainment rides. They have a basketball court. The artist compound is cool. Like there's a bunch of stuff going on that like is entertaining besides just the festival itself. So
how was the crowd?
Cool. The crowd?
I've been seeing some videos. I wasn't able to go, but I'm like, this crowd looks terrible.
It was funny.
It looked pretty shit for a lot of the big performers.
What do you mean by that?
Osei's evaluating the crowd by a whole different metric than you.
Yeah.
But you guys might have different
like
idea.
A bunch of like 14 to like 18-year-olds that are there for like Playboi Carti but like weren't really like engaging with like they just didn't seem like they knew the words or like were really jumping or like moving. I saw you went in a mosh pit, like the mosh pits don't even look the same.
I hopped in a little pit.
You know what I mean?
Fun.
Okay.
But yeah, they weren't like nothing crazy.
I think, and this is gonna stem into something else I'm gonna say later, but I do think Carti, we talked about, it's funny, me and Spencer talked about this, like we don't necessarily have like rap stars anymore. I feel like Carti is the rap star
right now.
Agree. I agree. Rock star, biggest artist, cult following. And like, it does feel like all those people are kind of at that festival for him, even the days he's not performing. He's not even at the festival, but like the culture of just like him and from the way people dress to like the way people act at shows, it's very interesting. I don't know if I'm fully
it's an aesthetic
myself.
The Carti shit is like an aesthetic. It's something that, you know, you see it when they do the all black and shit.
The craziest videos, I'm gonna wait. Boom. The craziest videos that I saw from the festival were definitely the ones from, I forget what the stage is called, but there was a stage that was like very like opium adjacent OGM stage. You know what I mean? Yes. It was the one that like Rob 4-9 was the last performer, but it was like Osamason and like a bunch of other like that vibe. Filthy DJ'd. The Filthy set was the one where I saw videos of like real ass mosh pits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he always tears it down. But we didn't make our way over there, but that seemed to be kind of like where that culture was living. You know what I mean? It definitely bled into the rest of the festival. But from videos, that seems like where all those people were kind of congregating.
Okay, okay. Best. So what was the best set y'all saw?
Larry June.
Larry June.
Yeah.
Larry June. It was weird because I don't think his set was good, but OGZ's set was kind of turned up.
Okay. Bro, OGZ, that was so funny. Because who was it supposed to be?
I don't know if I'm even pronouncing their name right, but Fuerza Regida or something like that. Yeah. Like the Mexican band. Like they were supposed to perform. I don't know if they ended up performing at all.
I don't think they did.
But basically for their time slot, they just bring out OGZ onto the stage because it's clear that they're not there.
Yeah.
And he literally is on stage talking about like, I wasn't even supposed to perform today, but you know, they gave me the call, so I you know, whatever. I answered. I'm not even dressed for this. Da da da.
OGZ really like Batman. You know what I mean? Nah. About the OGZ signal, he pulled up.
They were messing with him too.
They weren't mad. Yeah, that's the craziest thing.
Yeah,
I was really excited to see the group, even though I'm not familiar with the music, just because like I really liked some of the Latin music Justin was playing earlier in the day, and I know you were both familiar with the group, so I was like, oh, this will be a cool experience. Mm-hmm. Nope. Just old Shoreline Mafia songs.
Damn. Yeah. Well, I mean, besides Rolling Loud, we got a couple new major tracks dropping this week. If you guys didn't tap into the reactions, make sure to do that. Make sure to follow us on Twitch. Link is going to be below in the description. We're streaming new music every Thursday over there. Cardi B, she's in full rollout mode.
Yep.
She's putting out expensive looking music videos, wearing crazy outfits, doing all the extra shit. But this song sounded good. It's encouraging. I think she might actually have some shit in the tuck.
Yeah, I liked it. I feel like it's not really, I feel like neither of the singles have really landed though with the masses. Like I'm not really seeing shit about it. Maybe people are streaming it quietly. I'd like to see the actual numbers, but I don't know. It seems like she might have taken too long of a break from music.
I kind of did want to get into that a little bit because I think another thing that dropped was a Tierra Wax album.
Someone that took way too long.
You know,
lost all of her momentum.
So it's at like 2.3 M's. In
that doesn't feel. I know it's only been 3 days. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's okay, but I don't know. I just know Cardi like she was doing diamond records. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not. I feel like they're not like. She hasn't gotten something catchy yet.
Yeah.
Like, neither of these songs, it feels like she's trying to rap on these. It doesn't feel like she's trying to make some radio shit necessarily. You know, all of her shit, I think, is radio relatively. You know what I mean? Like, it'll get play. But
yeah,
it's nothing that I feel like people's going to, like, sing along to, really, shit like that.
I did like the song, though. It was cool.
Yeah. I almost feel like this kind of feeds into the narrative that, like, when you are hot, like, when you have a moment, you have to feed into that moment. Like, obviously, they lived off a few of the singles off her project when it first came out. But realistically, an artist like Cardi B, if you're going to roll out a project, you need two in the tuck so you can drop as soon as you start maybe like losing momentum or cooling down on the first one. Because I think this gap has really hurt her in terms of the momentum and even visibility on these singles. Like, I'm sure some of her, maybe not core fans, but I'm sure some people that like her music don't even know that these songs came out.
No way.
You don't think so?
I think her core fans know, but I don't think.
I mean, they're not streaming it if they do.
I think they are. I think that there's not the rest of the world, you know? Like, because let me see what like Meg did on her shit. You know what I mean? And I guess you can't really compare because hers has been out so much longer. But like, does she have like 10 M's on something?
Well, his was interesting because that went number one.
Yeah. It did. I didn't. I actually. Yeah. Damn, 59 M's.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
59 M's. That's not bad.
I feel like you can't take like a 5+ year break unless the music is like so undeniable. You know what I mean? Like, even if you stream better than some of these acts that can successfully do it, like a lot of Cardi's whole success, I feel like, was also her personality, her visibility, the character of Cardi B. Plus the really good music, you know what I'm saying? But she's not, to me, like a Kendrick Lamar, a SZA, a Gambino, a Frank Ocean, you know, that can really actually come back after 6 years. And I think that's just because that art is so undeniable that it'll just overcome. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But Cardi, it's like she's more of like a celebrity too. You know what I mean? She needs to keep the momentum going. So I worry that she might have taken too long.
The reason why, because I do think it was too long for a project, but the reason why I have hesitancy saying that is because she was still outside doing mad features. And she was bodying all of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Like she was in the music scene. She was collaborating with people, making rap friends. You know what I mean? It seems like she was in the mix without promoting her own shit necessarily. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the disconnect is, to be honest, because we know that the project's probably done. Yeah. The majority of the music is probably put together. So I'm wondering why they're selecting the singles that they're selecting. Because there's got to be something. Maybe it's not time for it yet. She maybe is waiting until the summer. But she's got to have a song for the summer if this album is supposed to do what it does.
Yeah, we're probably also just, this is probably just a false alarm. Because realistically, the album's probably going to come out and it's probably going to do great and have two smash hits and go gold, go platinum. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, she's about to drop with Shakira. I'm super interested to hear what that sounds like and see what that does. Because I feel like that's going to be a monster record.
If done right. I'm excited to see that too.
If done right. I mean, and I think there's no reason not to think that it would be. But some other people that dropped, Gunna and an Offset did a song.
Man, forgot his name.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
No, you hate Offset.
I don't like Offset.
Offset did nothing to you.
Yeah, literally.
Offset is good.
If he dropped a project today, I wouldn't listen to it. Would you?
Can I? I have not heard Set It Off in full yet.
Oh, exactly.
I'm not out here saying that, like, but that's not to say that I think Offset is terrible. The song, okay, let's focus on the song. It was all right.
Well, if you like an artist, you're going to listen to an album that they drop.
That's fair. That's fair.
You don't like Offset either.
That's fair.
You don't like his music either.
Offset is not my favorite rapper.
I just wish y'all would tell the truth.
I do tell the truth.
I just think they've oversat. Like I said before, like, Migos has been out for so long. I think the sound is cooked, bro, to be honest.
And I think he makes it hard to hate on him. I think Offset has become very likable.
He's super likable.
He has become very likable.
Moonwalking and shit, bro. Yeah, for sure. And but the music's not good.
But it's not bad. It's just very.
No. Miles is right.
It's average. It's
average. Are you saying it's bad?
I'm saying it's like mid. It's so mid, which is just like worse than being bad.
It doesn't make you feel anything.
Nothing.
Yes.
I'm not trying to hate on Offset as a person. Cool, dude. I love that he's trying. I love when people try. But hey, let's not lie. Like, he's succeeding.
I think there's a lot of people in his space that are doing the same thing as him that are making mid music.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I said at least he's dancing, you know, like, that's I'm not gonna hate on him. Like, of all the people in that space, you know what I mean,
he's just the one that got brought up because we listened to his song. Like, yeah. I'm not like choosing to hate on him. Like, we listen to the, you know what I mean? But we can talk about this song.
Yeah.
I thought the song was cool. I'm the one over here hating, and I think I liked it probably the best.
Yeah, I wasn't, because I kind of felt the same way about Gunna. And I got, you know what I mean? I feel comfortable saying this about Gunna because niggas know I fuck with his music and shit. I thought it was mid from him too. Like, I thought the whole thing as a whole was just not, it was kind of a forgettable track from both of them. I don't think either of them are motivated to get a hit right now. You know, I don't know why he's dropped two songs in 2024.
Yeah.
I kind of thought he was going to do a little feature run or something. Or I want him to keep experimenting with multiple different genres. You know, we saw the Victor Thompson thing. Like, I want him to just dibble and dabble with, like, doing features with people I maybe wouldn't expect.
Well, honestly, his features have been the best because we had the Victor Thompson stuff. I think that was 2013. And then we had the track with Turbo.
2013?
Oh, my bad. 2023, whatever year that was.
Turbo track.
We had the Turbo track, which is technically a feature, which was really good.
I like that one.
And then,
what one was that again?
Bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
And then he had the one track, Happiness, that has a Shaka and SARS.
Oh, I forgot about
what's
that.
His name? What's that guy's name?
I don't know, but that did come out this year, too.
Yeah, that came out this year. So all of his features have hit.
Yeah.
It's these two solo tracks that don't seem to really be connecting with me and with the rest of y'all from what you guys are saying. I don't think he's motivated to get a hit. I think he's going on tour, and honestly, these songs are promo for it.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm getting the vibe from. But yeah, I think he should keep doing features, honestly.
Definitely. The best thing that dropped was probably Don Toliver.
I mean, that Party was really good too.
Oh yeah. I'd rather let's go to Party before Don. Don did good though. Shout out, you having a kid.
Yo, Party, wait. Actually,
what?
just about Don's kid. That kid's been out.
Yeah, probably.
Because I was like, damn, like at Coachella last year, Callie was visibly pregnant.
Yeah.
That was April. To be visibly pregnant, you have to be at least 4 months in, right?
Yeah, but the rollout wasn't.
I'm just saying that baby was born in the fall of 2023 for sure.
It's a rollout baby.
Yeah, you're right. They're rolling out.
You know what
out.
I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Using you your baby for promo is kind of nasty.
Hey,
nah.
You got to do what you got to do.
They're doing it tastefully. They're doing it tastefully.
This is my baby.
Sexy Red used her baby as a rollout.
Sexy Red is not the
example.
I don't
think she was using it as a rollout. She was just pregnant and kept being outside.
And that's
because we have not seen anything of that baby since. Where is that child?
I feel like there's a line, but we can get to her later.
Can we also do the math on that timeline? Sexy Red kid, tour, Aiden Ross.
She's only,
No. That was nasty. Do you think that's real?
Do we want to talk about it now?
I mean, you brought it up.
Yeah.
Just jump around.
Yeah, if people didn't know, Aiden told Academics that he fucked Sexy Red. And
Sexy confirmed it on Twitter.
Yeah, Sexy said, this man paid me, I think he said, like 500 bands?
Yeah, I saw 500.
To take his black virginity.
Is this okay?
Nothing about this is okay.
But when once again, no hate on Sexy Red. You know what I mean? Music slaps. You know what I mean? You be having fun, doing all the shit. Wish you all the success in the world. The things that are being promoted through Sexy Red are very damaging to the community.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm starting to see what you mean when this happened, because I was kind of like, dude, like, I don't know. This one just made me feel weird. Like, I'm like, I understand that he said it and you're just kind of getting in front of it, but you look crazy, bro. I'm not going to even hold it.
500 bands?
Bro, that's prostitution.
Okay, you said it.
But
you
like at the highest scale.
So what?
That's still prostitution.
My bad.
And I feel like there's already this whole, you already know, Miles. I don't even want to get into my fucking bag about this, bro.
We got back from the spot yesterday and Osei put on the Dr. Umar. If y'all want to know what type of host Osei is.
I felt like it was necessary in that moment, and it's necessary today, too.
Not one song, instant Umar.
Instant, he was trying to get the hose out of there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, I was definitely trying to scare all the hoes out of my apartment.
Sexy Red got fucked by Aiden Ross. That comes out, and then she sings at Rolling Loud.
Yo, that was hilarious.
And it sounded crazy.
Bro, that was so funny. Yeah.
But I know that's how I be sounding when I be, you know what I mean, trying to hit my little high note.
I really like Sexy Red. Yeah, but Aiden Ross thing is weird. She shouldn't have done that. But also, can you be that mad at it? 500 bands? We don't have to do that.
I feel like I understand why something like that would happen, but I also feel like what Miles is saying too is damaging, and like, bro, we just didn't need to know that.
Yeah, that's on Aiden though. Aiden is such a toxic figure.
You have to expect Aiden Ross to say the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Yeah.
That is a given with him.
He's gonna be our downfall.
Transition away from
our downfall.
The white man's downfall is gonna be Aiden Ross.
I meant civilization, but
is he bad for the brand?
Take it however you will. I don't know if I'd say he's our downfall if we're talking about white people, but he definitely doesn't.
He's bottom.
He doesn't help the. He doesn't
There's
help
probably
our case.
Some worse figures in white history.
You think? Yeah, probably a couple. But
back to the music. Party Next Door did drop as well.
Yeah,
one of the stronger R&B songs I've heard this year.
That song slaps.
Yeah, it was fun.
Love that shit.
And I love how he packaged the EP too.
Yeah.
Real woman.
You know, that's going to be an anthem for a lot of people on their late night drives. Make sure to check out that playlist. It's going to be a lot of toxic shit is going to be said to that. I don't know. I'm interested to see the vibe that Party gives us on this entire project when we get it.
You know, is it even toxic anymore? I listened to all those songs and I was like, yo, this guy's just venting on the track. But he just sang it in a poetic way.
I don't think it's
super name one toxic line.
I don't think it's super toxic. I think that it's some of the language he uses when describing the woman. And you know what I think is really toxic about these type of guys too? I think it's the nonchalantness of them in these relationships with women, when it seems like they seem to care a lot more than the Party does. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
The Brents of the world. But I mean, you know what you're dealing with when you get involved with these type of guys. Are you saying it's not?
I don't know, bro. I was listening to her friends, or what is it? Old
yeah,
friends?
Yeah.
Her friends. And yeah. I was like, all right, what he's saying? He's bugging the way he's saying this, but I understand what he means.
Fuck with my bitch's old friends. What was it?
Bro, he's just like, he's just mad. He's just like, yo, like,
that is definitely the bar.
Jose's like, that's a very proper way to
deal
with
him. I agree with him on that, actually. Yeah.
He's just venting, bro. He's just like, man, like, I lost my girl, and then now
I gotta go fuck her friends.
Running, no, that's not what he's saying, damn bro. It. Now they're just running around doing whatever, making me look crazy. Like, that's what he's saying. That's all he's saying, bro.
Where does the fucking friends
come in? Yeah, but he's still...
No, bro. He said, look up the lyrics.
I'll look up the lyrics.
Put them on screen.
Because I really don't think you know the lyrics.
I'm going to censor it, too. It's very explicit.
No, a little bit.
You got to say it.
All right, let's see. Let's see this. He said, fuck all my bitches' old friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all let that girl fuck anybody. Oh, yeah, yeah. She out here catching everybody. Told her not to lean on anybody. Toxic. Told her not. Don't trust your friends. Don't listen to them. Told her not to be seen with anybody. Stay in the house.
You see how I interpret this, though?
This is extremely toxic.
This is super toxic.
Bro, all he's saying is that he's in pain because he lost his girl. And now they're running around town making him look crazy.
It's going to be so hard to claim back that body when I want it.
Yo, okay, now that's kind of fucking...
Yo,
no, he's going crazy with that line. That was wild.
His whole
whoa, oh, 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 yeah, yeah.
I hate when a cute girl see a bad bitch, and she try to get the bad bitch to do average shit. Yo,
but think about it, bro.
This is gonna be a good album.
When somebody, like, think about somebody that's just not on your level, bro, and they're just trying to make you average. That's all he's saying, bro.
Strive for more.
Be better. Better. We both know.
That you're not good enough.
No, we both know that you are better than this.
Yes.
Than the cute girl?
It's a very positive message if you really look at
it. It's not a positive message.
But regardless, even if we don't agree with all the messaging, the music sounds great. I'm excited for the project. I think it damn near could be an album of the year contender if done right. I have high expectations. I'm ready to say that. Don Drop talked about that a little bit.
That's going to be the album of the year, maybe.
Great song. Shout out him and Callie for having their kid. Someone said that's the new label he's starting. The shit
that hard rock,
Hardstone.
Yeah,
yikes!
I'm just confused. Cause
whoa,
is this nigga under Cactus Jack's? The Cactus Jack logo came up at the end.
Yeah, artists get to a certain level and they're like, let me just start my own label. That shit look easy,
right? Right. It literally feels like that. Like everybody got a label at this point,
right? Like who? And like I'm no hate because like we don't know necessarily where it's going, what he's planning to do with it. But realistically, is Don Toliver at the level to be signing artists? In my opinion, no. It makes no sense. He still needs to reach that next upper echelon, upper tier that would put him like where maybe Travis Scott was at Astroworld point. I don't think he's really reached that. Or at least one level under. I don't know.
I think
it's too early.
He don't have a hit yet.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got big records, but he doesn't have like a smash hit yet. He needs to do that first. He needs to become his own superstar before he signs.
He doesn't have a hit record.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Someone who has a lot of hits is Bruno Mars.
Bruno's got 6 diamond records.
He's gonna have to put out a couple more too. Cause this nigga is in deep debt, apparently. That was a fun little thing to see just because we've seen the whole Vegas arc. Him and Anderson kind of wilding out.
Yeah.
And just the takeaway a year later is like this nigga has not paid for any of his gambling yet.
Yeah.
Very funny, very on brand.
That made me feel a lot better about my debt, personally.
50 M's?
Yeah. I was like, I would never get myself to that point. Like, obviously, scale-wise, but even scale-wise, like, how?
Residency in Vegas, probably 6 months. A lot of alcohol flowing. You know, that nigga was probably on the blackjack table wilding, bro.
You on the rail, too?
On the rail. Something that... that Justin said we were rolling loud with that I thought was interesting was he seen that post and immediately comments and goes, oh, so the album's coming. And I was like, if this is promo, this is actually really smart.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not convinced it's real because this is kind of like a really fire persona for Bruno. He's already like this Vegas figure, like you were saying. We've seen him in Vegas so much. To think about like the layer of that it brings in if he's 50 M's in debt and how that could be translated in the rollout, in the music, how this whole Vegas Bruno could be like the next evolution. I really love it. I hope it's the new Silk Sonic project.
So what I interpreted at first was he meant that, oh, the album's coming so he can make money. But then I had your thought too. Yeah. And I agree. It would be a fire rollout if, like, I don't know, Bruno Mars and... Wait, you think this might be the new Silk Sonic album? Like a part two type shit?
I think they're going to do another one. I think they said they were going
to
do another one.
They have to do another one.
Yeah,
they have no choice.
The first one
didn't do what it was supposed to do.
What do you mean?
First one.
What?
The singles were great.
Leave the Door Open?
The singles were great.
Bro, the first album,
I'm talking about the album, not the singles.
No, the first one.
Are you talking about sales or are you talking about like what it sounded like?
It didn't make the impact it was supposed to make at all.
How are you measuring that?
It wasn't where it needed to be everywhere. Like the singles were incredible. They came out a year before the project came out, at least. We lived with them. They were everywhere, got the Grammys. They did the performances. It was the biggest thing. The album, it was kind of quiet for.
But then they did the Vegas residency, and it was quiet because they took their phones. They weren't trying to get crazy visibility. You were at the show. They took everyone's phones. It was about the music, bro, and the music was really great. And the singles sold enough that they didn't need the album to go fucking double.
Was the album
as
good as the singles?
Yeah, the album was fire.
Was it as good as the best song, really?
The best song on that album is After Last Night. So that's not a single.
Hey,
I don't want to hear that, bro. The Silk Sonic album did everything it needed to do.
It was fine. It wasn't bad music at all. You know what I mean? I love the combination.
Such a fucking hater.
That's not hater shit.
You're hating.
That's not hater shit. Like I have higher expectation. They have hits, and they came out before the album came out.
Aren't they part of the project?
Yeah, they are. Those did exactly what they were supposed to do. I don't think I understand your point. I think that the singles set a really, really high precedent for what the album could be and what the group should have done, and I don't think the project delivered on that.
Got it. Okay.
Not a bad thing. But they're going to do another one.
Yeah. And I don't know what's going to come first, though, if it's going to be like that project or solo projects from both of them. Because Anderson hasn't dropped in a minute. So I know he's been doing his new label and like he's been signing artists and he's been getting into a whole bunch of different ventures. He's been DJing a lot.
We were supposed to get that shit with Knowledge again, too.
Yeah. And we were supposed to get No Worries, too, I think last year.
Yeah.
He tweeted about it. He's got a lot of shit on the docket. He could have a big 2024 if he gets two of those projects out.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much going on. You know, you can't even account for like personal life and shit like that. But
yeah,
if we get new music from either of them, I think it'll definitely make an impact for sure. For sure. I doubt he's 50 M's in debt.
You know what I mean?
He definitely has financial advisors who would stop him.
And where is this news coming from?
That's also what I was asking.
Yeah.
Like who's giving the blogs? Yeah.
I did see something that was like MGM basically owns him. And I was like, whoa, this is an aggressive article. I think it was like TMZ or something.
I saw that too. They were like, yeah, he only gets... I think one of the quotes was like, he only gets like after MGM deducts everything they need plus interest, he only earns $1.5 million a night from Vegas performances.
Only.
Seriously.
Someone who might be in real life debt, yes, Jules.
Oh, God.
She got kicked off the team, man.
She got booted.
Getting fired in public has to be embarrassing.
Yes, Jules is embarrassing.
Okay.
There we go.
Do you know like how she like came up?
You told me a little bit. I don't know a lot about Yes, Jules.
You know, she was really prominent in 070 Shake.
And oh, really?
She managed her. I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's how I first heard about
her. But I think she's been around before that.
Yeah, she did the whole party scene, Miami, her thing called 1AM Collective, but... Niggas say that Kanye's team is basically made up of OnlyFans models and MAGA supporters, and I kind of believe it, especially after this, because if you don't know, this whole public statement comes out from Kanye saying, yes, Jules will no longer be associated with the Yeezy team, da-da-da, and she's getting sued for like violating an NDA, 7.7 M's, right? But it was signed by this guy, Milo whatever. And then so after everyone is like, oh my God, yes, Jules, ha-ha-ha, making fun of her, they're like, wait, isn't this a MAGA guy? From a couple years back, the one who like issued the letter to Jules, and then they started to look into him and some other people on the team. It's like, Kanye, who are you surrounding yourself with? How do you find these people? But
yeah,
I mean, hey, Jules had a good run. You know, she got her little Snapchats off and shit with him.
I loved the fake account that like emailed her and was like pretending to be Kanye. You know, I mean, like, you know, like come back. And she's like, yes, anything. Of course.
Yo, do you see Kanye was talking to a fake baby Keem.
Yes, bro. I love that. I followed that baby Keem page for like 2 years. I love that page.
Niggas are old, bro.
But also that page is kind of fucked up. Because if you read that thread, like, it's pretty clear that Kanye does like thinks this is baby Keem.
Yeah.
They should have been like, yo.
Why?
Because, I mean, like, they're just getting info out of him.
If they're a baby Keem fan page, imagine Kanye DMing them. Bro, they must have been ecstatic.
They were like, let's see how long they're
going. I get why they didn't. And I guess they did alert Keem of it.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
Because I think they probably thought it through. They're like, yo, if this goes left, then Keem also won't fuck with me. So let me just repair this real quick.
True.
Yeah. Bro, I thought you were Keem.
You know he was pissed. You know Kanye was just sitting somewhere just like, wait.
The username is literally Baby Keem Memes. So funny.
And then Kanye after that decided to bully Kai Cenat. Winning his DMs, going crazy after Kai, I guess. He bought the sweatpants, and they were like really like ill-fitting or whatever. Yeah. And Kanye's like, yo, you're a machine, bro. You're part of the machine. You got paid to hate on me, you know? Every time I want to really like be like, maybe Kanye's turning a corner.
Nah, because wait, didn't Kai buy that stuff?
Yeah,
right. And it's also I don't know. It's not like he got it sent to him. You know, he's promoting it if anything.
Yeah, you see the dude that got the T-shirt and unboxed it, and he's like, "This is a pillowcase."
I didn't see that.
Niggas are lying, bro. I mean, $20, you know?
Yeah.
That's what you pay for, I guess.
And then what do we think about Elementary School Dropout, a new album from Northwest?
Doesn't come out.
I don't think that's real. I mean, I think that it was a cool line.
I think she was like at Dad's for the weekend. Yeah. And it was like, can I go in the studio? You know?
Yeah.
You see, she's like, she's got her friends now on tour.
Yeah.
And Rolling Loud, dancing on the stage and shit.
I really like it. I mean, I think it's just like, yo, if you have the opportunity to give your kid like that type of experience, you're going to do it. And like, I didn't see the full performance, but I'm sure they were like geeked out of their minds to like be on that stage and perform.
Did they have mics?
Yeah. No, they were just like mouthing words and shit.
I think Kanye has found out how to like finesse on the highest level.
Yeah.
This nigga is not even performing. So he's just listening to his own shit.
No, right.
And getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Walking around the stage wearing a fit or whatever.
And he's been doing it consistently now for a while.
Yeah. I mean, you know he's going to sell tickets though. That's the thing. Rolling Loud is going to make money.
Why do people keep buying tickets for it? Would you pay for a Kanye's Vulture show right now?
Would you pay to see Frank Ocean right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
After the Coachella performance?
That's a one-off situation.
And that wasn't even the same because when he did sing.
Yeah.
He did?
Plenty of times.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying, like, I felt people were disappointed in that performance, and I'm seeing parallels between, like, what people were saying about Frank Ocean. I wasn't there. What people were saying about Frank Ocean.
I hate Frank Ocean.
And what people were saying about the Kanye thing. I actually don't hate Frank Ocean. I was listening to, well, it's not a Frank Ocean song, but I was listening to She this morning, and I was like, wow, this guy's amazing. I also listened to Sunday this morning. Not a Frank Ocean song.
Incredible
either.
Frank Ocean versus.
Incredible Frank Ocean versus. I actually might listen to Blonde later today.
I was going to say, you inspired. Another Frank Ocean feature would be crazy.
No, I won't do it.
I've been doing Endless a lot.
Okay.
And we'll tie back to that when we get to Hot Takes.
Yep. Oh, okay.
A little preview.
Oh, okay.
A little sneak peek.
Yeah, I mean, shit, is there anything else that was happening in the news of note this week? Anything funny? We got to be with the ha-has. I really am only here to be with the ha-has today.
I feel like there was more shit.
You know what I mean?
I just want to talk about last night, bro. But I don't really know how to interject into the pod. But that's all I really want to talk
what
about.
What you mean?
Man, I will say, I think we're finally figuring out a lot of things when it comes to the LA social scene. It's starting to make sense, bro.
How so? Explain.
Because, like, there's so many different like parties and clubs and things you can go to here, but a lot of them suck.
Yeah.
And a lot of them like are very hyped up, but either have bad music, long lines, or just like bad people. But it's like once you find like a pocket that's comfortable and it's like not too stressful to get in, not too expensive, great DJs, great vibes, like you're just living life,
bro. I was going to say, is it, because I don't think we're at the point where like people will just like let us in anywhere. You know what I mean? Like pull up, you know the bouncer, you'll pay the nigga, whatever. So is the key almost getting there a little bit early, contrary to popular belief, when you go into the spot, or no?
I think you gotta show up places early regardless. But I don't. I think you're wrong. I think we have like one or two people that we know at this point.
Shit, not I. Not I. But I'll pull up with him whenever. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think the biggest thing, kind of that you said was DJs and parties. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel like when I got here, it was spots. People were like, oh, let's go to this spot. This spot normally has good music. Oh, this mm-hmm. spot's a vibe. Mm-hmm. It's not about the spot at all. You know what I mean? I think it's more about who's hosting, who's throwing the party, and who's DJing. Yes. And I think that's a better way to find stuff to do is to follow those people on social media, see where they're going to be. It's also a good way to explore the city because you get to go to all the different venues. You know, they bounce around. Mm-hmm. And the music is the most important thing when you go out. Because there's nothing that pisses me off more than being out and listening to bad music because I'm like, damn.
Wish I had my AirPods.
Yeah, I'm paying $15 to buy these drinks to listen to bad music. Like, can we go home? I'll play better music and we'll drink for cheap. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and also one thing, too, is like I used to be kind of mad at like these group chats. Like I feel like group chats are such a big thing here where it's like 20 people here, 6 people here, 10 people here, whatever. But I'm starting to realize that these group chats are just like, ways to like kind of like almost passively keep in touch with people until you want to like do something, you know what I'm saying, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's like when you want to go out, you hit this group chat. When you want to do content, you hit this one. Like you might have like a 2-person group chat over here, you might have like a 4-person group chat, and you can kind of mix them at some points and just it's whatever. I mean, I feel like we had a bunch of people out last night that were having a good time but also are super talented too.
It was a good collective.
What they do.
It was a very the group chats got mixed last night for sure.
All sorts
of scrambled.
A lot of mixing.
The 20-person group chat still gives me anxiety though. Any group chat over 5 people, it's like,
you know what I learned? If you're uncomfortable with the group chat, when it starts, just leave.
Yeah, I just don't be responding.
No, you gotta just because your phone, you're just gonna let your phone blow up, bro.
D&D.
And then also people are like, why isn't this guy responding? I respect to just pull out instantly and just hit the person that started it and be like, yo, like, what's the move? I'm just not trying to be in that group chat.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in there.
I respect that.
But also, I think you're right. I think there's a high value to having large people group chats for events. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because then people like you, you know, you're a great party curator. You know what I mean? I think you pick really good events. Mm-hmm. You can set the spot and then I can put it in like 2 different group chats that all have like 20 plus people, and we can go to the spot with like 15 people and have another 10 pull up throughout the night, which is what happened, and it was super fun.
But isn't it funny how like that one really annoying person finds a way to stick out the entire time?
That
like,
is
the entire time, and like everyone sees it. It's like, damn, what group chat did you how did you get involved in all of this though?
Yeah, it might be time for when that becomes blatantly obvious, it's time for a new group chat. You know what I mean?
yes. Nah, okay, my thing is actually too, what is you guys' cue to lead a spot?
Ooh. Last night it was just like getting late and I started to see people leaving. So I was like, yeah, I've been here a little too long. I can't be the last one in here.
Yeah.
I don't have a funny response yet, but Spencer, what do you got?
Cue to leave the spot? Probably when I smoke a cigarette. Cause then I'm like, oh, I don't really want to smoke a cigarette. I just kind of now am bored and it's like, oh, let's go unlock a new portion of this venue, like the patio. And let's get some fresh air. You know what I mean? I tell myself, I'm like, oh, I'll smoke this. It'll be a good break. And then I'll be ready to dance afterwards. But realistically, when I go out to smoke, I'm like,
It's better out here.
Yeah. I'm like kind of ready to leave.
It's a lot less crowded. Now, when I become like hyper aware of either it's overly crowded, I've been like hot for too long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because it'd be sweaty in these places.
Bro. Yeah. Yeah.
And like sweaty. Niggas be, do y'all, I be wearing a jacket most of the time.
Oh yeah. You can't do
that. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like t-shirt time now.
T-shirt time.
I was not ready for that. You know?
Mm-hmm. But also when I become very aware that, you know, like when I'm going through my little dances and I was like, wait, I already did that one. Already did this one. I'm like, damn. And then when I see myself do something really crazy, like make up a new dance move and try it out, I'm like, oh, I'm really out of moves. Time to go.
You're funny when you get to dancing in the middle of the circle. I had to grab Jeff one time when he almost hit some crazy shit. I'm like, yo, dog, we not about to do this right now. we can't be looking like that, bro. Yeah. But this is also a great opportunity. We're going to find Osea Wifey soon.
Mm.
That's the goal.
He told me that he doesn't want me looking for him anymore.
I don't think I'm dating right now.
He just wants to rock.
I just want to rock out, bro.
No, Osei said he's looking for what'd you say? You said looking for friendship.
Bro, you know, on some real shit though. Like, I definitely am taking a step back from it because I just feel like you have to get to know people a little bit more, especially in a place that you don't really have like any context for the people. And yeah, I don't know. Bro, this shit is much more difficult out here than it should be. I'm not gonna lie.
Are you the type of dude in the spot to try to have like a meaningful conversation with a girl?
I used to be that guy, not anymore. Because there's no point. We literally can't hear each other.
The
communication is already broken.
That's always my favorite part, just to see two people trying to talk and they're like just screaming at each other like really close.
No, there's no hope in meeting someone at the spot.
And unfortunately too, like a lot of communication is like nonverbal, but the lights are always low, so you don't even really know what the person's trying to communicate to you.
Dog. Yeah. And then you're like me and you'll be like, I'm gonna wear sunglasses to look cool and I can't see a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on right now at all. I'm just kind of floating and hoping I don't bump into somebody. Mm-hmm. But we did good outside, you know, all 2024. If y'all see us, say hi.
Definitely.
What if we get greeted in the spot one time by a viewer of the podcast?
I already did.
Oh, it happened though. Say
that. Shout out Corey, man. Oh, that's God. Funny. She would pull up like that. Are you all safe from the stereo vision?
Yeah, but it was fire.
I was so shook.
I was big like, time.
I'm kind of famous.
You know what I'm saying?
Kind of famous.
Well known. Shout out to us on 6,000 too.
Hey,
all of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Get us to 10.
Yeah, that's happening this year. Okay, before we get up out of here, should we come with some hot takes?
Yeah, we can do some hot takes.
I have a really good one.
You want to kick it off?
Yeah.
What is it?
I think that Money Long is going to put out a Grammy-winning project this year. And I think she might win Best New Artist at the Grammys next year. That's mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not really disputing that. I'm not also very familiar with her catalog. Why do you think so?
It's that song, Nobody Knows Me. You know that one?
Yeah.
I just think that the momentum off that is going to kind of propel her. And then she's a known songwriter. So yeah. She's been in the industry. It's going to be a Victoria Monet situation, basically. That was her on My Mama. I think she's going to get it off.
I'm not mad because I hear people talk about her constantly.
Yeah, she's really, really talented. And then I've seen a couple of her interviews because I didn't know like what she sounded like her personality. She's like really funny and well spoken. Like,
yeah,
she seems likable. So I think she's gonna win Best New Artist at the Grammys next year.
That's a good take. Yeah. That's a good hot take.
Yeah.
Should I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think you're gonna like this one.
Oh God.
I think that Frank Ocean has the best version of "At Your Best, You Are Love." I think he's got the best version.
I mean, like, I'm protecting my peace.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
So I'm choosing not to acknowledge dumb shit. So you could say that.
Yeah.
But it's wrong.
No, I think it's the best.
Why?
Whose do you like the best?
Aaliyah's.
Okay. Why? But you're also a Isley Brothers fan, right?
But it's Aaliyah's song.
Yeah. It was a cover when she
But
did
everyone
it.
Knows. Aaliyah's version. I feel like that's the icon. Am I tripping or
no? No, that's the iconic version.
I feel like that's the iconic version of that song. Frank, it's good. It's really, really good.
Oh, it's better.
It's really, really good.
It's better.
It on the same level as his Moon River because that's also a cover. Like, you know what I mean? Frank does his little, he does his shit with those type of songs, but better than Aaliyah?
Just crying tears, flooding tears when I hear that. When I hear Frank do
is
it.
Is there a bias?
Maybe.
I because that exists for me too. I can't think of a song
as a man or as someone that is alive right now.
As a Frank Ocean, like I think you're a bigger Frank Ocean fan than an Aaliyah fan. So definitely. Naturally, it would just make sense, you know, if Frank Ocean and her sing the same song, you'd gravitate towards that.
He's got a better voice
than Aaliyah. Frank Ocean has a better voice than Aaliyah.
Yep.
So difficult. That's such like a. I'm not arguing with you today. I'm not arguing with you today. I don't have the energy.
After R&B night too.
You know what I'm saying? After R&B night, what are you doing, bro? Like, whatever. I'm not going
to
do it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do it. Don't make me mad with your hot take, please. I'm saying.
My hot take? Nah, man. It's a real take. Let's see.
He's going to say some stupid shit.
The big three in hip hop no longer exists. It's just Playboi Carti.
Yo.
No, I'm not mad. I'm
Playboi
not mad.
Playboi Carti is the only rap superstar we have. Rest in peace to Pop Smoke, X, Juice WRLD, all the people we lost. There's a gap in the game. But Cardi is the only one that seems to be able to fill that gap. And he's inspired already a whole new generation of artists that the kids really love and will flock to and buy tickets for and buy merch for and all that type of stuff. He's reinvented the sound of hip hop 3 times. I don't see anybody else that is competing for that lane.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't think that's his, I don't think that's a super hot take.
I think that's hot.
Who else is even competing?
I mean, I think people are like still love to romanticize Kendrick, Cole, Drake. I think people really love that thing, but realistically, Kendrick and Cole are inactive, you know. And Drake, you can kind of feel the conversation shift a little bit to me in the last year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that is over necessarily. I'm just saying their impact is over on like the youth. Like I'm saying, like that is set in stone, done.
That was the moment in time.
There's no big three coming. It's literally just Cardi.
It's like power rankings. You know what I mean? And like right now, this month's power ranking, it's very clear Cardi 1 and a massive gap to number 2.
And a Playboy Cardi feature in 2024 is a Lil Baby feature in 2018.
I think it's more impactful.
You're juicing Lil Baby.
All right, but then more impactful then.
Yeah. But there is, I think there could be a big three eventually. You know what I mean? There is not one right now.
So who do you think is even prime for that spot? Because everybody's ice cold right now. And it's super interesting too, because we do have artists like Uzi who have diamond singles, right? But they're not impacting the culture the way they were. They have like a 3-year runway timeline and then it's over.
Yeah, it's cold for Uzi too.
It's weird.
What about for Yeet? This is a question. I don't know.
I just don't. I kind of saw it at first, but I don't really. I don't know.
Every song over an M that he's ever put out.
After this new album to me might have been a miss. It's been like a month.
Bro, he took the shiesty off and he lost his aura. he lost all aura.
I really like Yeet, but I think he missed with this album. I don't really like it, and I've tried listening to individual tracks, and I'm really not loving it. I think the track with Future is cool. I think even the track with Wayne bodies him on his own song, you know, and that's an OG, so we can give it to him.
The project seems like it's doing all right. I can't lie.
He still definitely has a very cult fan base that's going to stream.
I feel like him, Cardi, and I don't know who would be that third, but I feel like Yeet could maybe do it, especially if he drops another project that like does what it's actually supposed to do, you know what I mean? And I'm not in the lane to even be able to really judge this one. I don't know who else would be like Ken Carson, Destroy Lonely. Those are all like they're too close to Cardi. They're directly under Cardi, actually.
Yeah,
right?
And yeah. I would say that's why I also didn't say this, but I would also factor that into my response. Is we're talking about Ken Carson and Destroy Lonely. They're literally Cardi's sons. And then you have Yeet, who's just like basically one of them, but like an extension in a different direction, a more experimental lane.
Do you think Kendrick, Cole, and Drake still resonate with the youth?
I think maybe some of their old music does, but I don't know if this new music that they're coming out with is super impactful. Kendrick, I mean, we all know that even people of our age and older didn't find the new project, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, to be that impactful for them, at least. You know, like, I think that was, we talk about Kendrick only as classic projects, like, that might not be a classic. We don't know. We don't know yet.
We don't talk about that. That's your take.
We don't know yet. And I'm just saying, like, I just feel like it's not resonating like it should, bro.
I think this resonates.
I really like the project, but you didn't say it wasn't a classic project?
Yeah, I don't think it's a classic, but I am looking at this track list now like, damn, this was a hitter.
The numbers on this are crazy.
What did you disagree with what I said?
I don't think it's a classic. I don't think it's going to age to be a classic. It's obviously too soon to say that. Because you said everything.
But I don't think it was a miss. Just because it's not a undeniable classic doesn't mean it's not a great project.
No, yeah, to me, Mr. Morale and Damn are both like 9 or 10s. Mm-hmm. But to me, To Pimp a Butterfly and Good Kid are classics.
Right. I agree.
And then
Damn might be.
Y'all gonna kill me for this take, but actually, no, okay.
Damn is a classic.
J. Cole has 2 classic projects.
What's the second one?
He has Forest Hills Drive.
Born Sinner.
And he has Born Sinner.
Born Sinner has too much fluff. It's too long. There's too many misses. It's a great album.
What are the misses on Born Sinner?
Well, there's like 20.
I really don't think that there's misses on Born Sinner. I go back to that and I'm like, yo, these are all really good songs. Like, oh.
He got Born Sinner, bro.
You might have Born Sinner.
You got, and the hits are just too big, bro. Like,
J. Cole started for me, and I
towards the back end. Here's where, to me, like, yeah. This section to me, but also
these
like,
two at the bottom though are some of his best songs.
Well, I don't know about that, but
J. Cole started falling off for me project wise 2017 when he started going on the anti-youth rant, and then he tried to become one of them. I mean, he's definitely dropped a lot of good music since then, but project wise he hasn't hit.
And I don't think he was anti-youth. I think everything that Cole said at that time ended up actually coming to fruition.
I mean, yo, for sure, but he did look like he was hating. And I think it's
he looked like he was hating, but he was just ahead of the curve.
He looked like he was hating on drug addiction.
Yeah, and he was way ahead of the curve.
I feel like I know what you guys are saying, but I think he could have approached it in a different way. And I think he came off as patronizing rather than someone that was trying to help. Like, even the sit down with Lil Pump, like,
that's what
looking back on it, bro, it's like, are you trying to help or are you trying to get some publicity for yourself?
I think he was trying to help.
If you listen to the conversation and he's trying to help.
He was definitely trying to help.
I did listen to
the conversation. I know, but like, don't you think it was very like honest from him? And like, I don't think he came at it from any like place of entitlement or like, I'm going to push my beliefs on you.
And he wasn't asking questions that like, he's a smart guy. So he knows the optics of this sit down, and he knew like, if I wanted to go a certain way and get certain questions out of Lil Pump, who I can probably talk circles around, I could do that. And it seemed like he was really trying to be like, get Pump's perspective on things. And like really actually kind of like, not bridge the gap, but just let Pump know like, hey, if you keep down this path that you're going down, there are some pitfalls, you know? But I don't know. The youth doesn't give a fuck about what Cole or Kendrick is going to say on their shit going forward, really. Yeah. I think that they're just going to do numbers because people our age have money and will buy tickets to the shows.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So they'll always sell out and shit like that. They'll be legacy acts. When do you become a legacy act?
I think Drake is almost there.
No, no way, no way.
What do you, wait, define it, because maybe I misunderstood what that
means. Like, you're touring off all your old shit.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You're not really, like, doing your
new shit. Drake is literally the opposite.
That
tour, bro, that tour is a lot of just, like, old
music. Most of the motion off that tour is from his old shit, I can't lie.
Yeah.
But he's not full legacy act yet. He got a couple more years.
When do you become a legacy? I mean, Usher.
Yeah.
Usher is a legacy act.
Yes.
Definitely.
Like, it's like he's honestly probably bigger than he's ever been. But like, at the same time, it's all his old music, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, once you've been out for 20 years.
Yeah.
Once you've been out for 20 years, your last project or your first project came out 20 or more years before today. Yeah, then your legacy. Right.
I think I agree with that.
Because that gives these guys that we're talking about still some more time. You know, Future still's got another 10 years left in it before he's full legacy.
Future, man. That's
or not 10 years, like little, 8 years, you know.
I feel like that's somebody that's a little overlooked when it comes to the GOAT conversation. Just because I've been going through his catalog recently and I'm like, hits, but also too, I mean, what, we talk about 10 years?
Yeah.
Maybe more?
More, right? When did Pluto come out?
It's 10 plus years. I would love to have a conversation with Future. That's got to be an interesting guy. I wonder what type. Do you think he still is living his raps for real? Like, you think he's really living this life?
I think so. I think from what I gather about him, I feel like it's not a persona.
2012 was his first project.
12 years in the game. Damn. Nah, it's top five for sure. Stamped.
Go watch that hot take if you haven't already. We appreciate y'all for watching, man.
Yeah.
Like, share, comment, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Peace.
Peace.